AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. A full week 10 in college football starts with top-ranked Oregon being three touchdowns better than Michigan. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
Top-ranked Oregon rolled up 304 yards of total offense while taking a 28-10 halftime lead in a 38-17 thrashing of Michigan at the Big House. The Ducks didn't need much heroics from Dylan Gabriel, who was 22 of 34 for 294 yards and a first series touchdown. He also ran for a 23-yard TD late in the first half. Ducks head coach Dan Lanning.
I think everybody in the nation needs to recognize what kind of quarterback we got. He's a really, really special player. He extended some plays, and I'm really proud of his performance tonight and proud of our entire team.
Gabriel now has 178 career total touchdowns, tying Case Keenum's NCAA mark. The 9-0 Ducks finished without receiver Tez Johnson due to a first-quarter injury.
Meanwhile, second-ranked Georgia comes up with big plays down the stretch to beat Florida, correspondent Jim Hart reports.
Number 2 Georgia struggled early, then scored 2 touchdowns late to put away pesky Florida 34-20. Florida converted 2 Carson Beck interceptions into 10 points to lead at halftime 13-6. Beck bounced back to throw 2 fourth-quarter touchdown passes to spearhead the Bulldogs past the Gators.
No matter what, I'm going to keep coming every single play, no matter what happens the play before. And I've always been resilient in that way. And when the team needs me, I'm going to bring that.
The key play came when midway through the fourth quarter with the score tied at 13, the Florida placeholder muffed the snap on a 51-yard field goal attempt, setting up Georgia in Florida territory. 3 plays later, Beck connected with Cash Jones on a 22-yard catch and run to put the Bulldogs ahead to stay.
And fourth-ranked Ohio State rallies on the road to upset number 3 Penn State. Correspondent Tom Miriam has the story.
Fourth-ranked Ohio State came from behind to beat third-ranked Penn State 20-13 and end the Nittany Lions' hopes of an undefeated season. The home team Lions jumped out to a 10-0 first-quarter lead on a field goal and Zion Tracy's pick 6. Ohio State cut the deficit to 10-7 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter on Will Howard's 25-yard touchdown pass to Amika Ibuka. They then grabbed the lead for good at 14-10 a little over 5 minutes later on Howard's second TD pass.
We willed that game. We talked about it early in the week, man. So we're going to have to will ourselves to win this game. Like, there's no way we're going to be able to lose. Like, and that was the way we played.
The Ohio State defense intercepted Penn State quarterback Drew Aller in the end zone with 11 seconds left in the first half. They sealed the game by stopping the Nittany Lions on their final possession on 4th and goal at the Buckeyes 1 when Aller's pass fell incomplete.
Number 5 Miami also remains unbeaten with a 53-31 win over Duke. Other upsets include number 10 Texas A&M losing 44-20 at South Carolina. Also, both teams tied at number 11 are defeated. Clemson falls 33-21 at home to Louisville, while previously undefeated Iowa State drops a 23-22 decision at home to Texas Tech. And 18th-ranked Pittsburgh also falls from the ranks of the unbeaten as the Panthers get walloped by number 20 SMU 48-25. Meanwhile, number 13 Indiana reaches the 9-0 mark for the first time in the program's 137-year history. This report from correspondent Marty Martin.
Number 13 Indiana trailed for the first time this season in the first quarter, but went on to get their school record 9th straight win to start the season, 47-10 over Michigan State. The Spartans scored the first 10 points, then the Hoosiers scored 47 unanswered. Indiana quarterback Curtis Rourke missed the last week's game with a thumb injury, but was back today going 19 for 29, 263 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
Our defense has played really well all season. Last few games they've been, turning the ball over a ton, and so having a defense that gives you good field position to start drives, just very, very helpful.
The Hoosiers defense held MSU to just 205 yards, including a negative 24 on the ground.
And number 21, Army defeats Air Force 20-3, despite not having its main weapon on offense. Quarterback Bryson Daly was a late scratch with an undisclosed injury or illness. The Black Knights are 8-0 to start the season for the first time since 1950. We've got a full night in both the NBA and NHL recaps of both leagues coming up after this. The 76ers remain winless at home after the Grizzlies pull out a 124-107 decision, but fireworks erupt after the game in the Sixers locker room when center Joel Embiid got into a physical confrontation with a member of the media. According to reports, Embiid, who has not played for the Sixers this season, got into a shouting match with Philadelphia Inquirer columnist Marcus Hayes, then shoved Hayes as things escalated. The NBA says it has opened an investigation into the matter. The Cavaliers remain the only unbeaten team in the NBA's Eastern Conference after pulling out a win in Milwaukee. This report from correspondent Chuck Freeman.
Donovan Mitchell said after the game, it was his first game-winning shot in the NBA. Mitchell's jumper, with 0.3 seconds left, lifted the Cavaliers to a 114-113 win over the Bucks. For a second time in franchise history, the Cavaliers are 7-0. Mitchell says the season is still young.
You know, for us, it's can we continue to do this? And I'm going to keep saying it. It's November 2nd. You know what I mean? Like, there's no moral victories for starting 7-0. We could go 8-0. We could go 20-0. You know what I mean? For us, it's like, how do we continue to build good habits?
Mitchell finished with 30 points, although it didn't appear that Mitchell would be the hero of this one. The Bucks' Damian Lillard hit a go-ahead three with 9 seconds left. Lillard had 41 in the loss. The Bucks are now 1-5.
Other NBA Finals, Jason Tatum leads the Celtics to a 113-103 win over the Hornets. The Raptors retire Vince Carter's number 15, then need overtime to beat the Kings 131-128. After rallying from down 16 points to force overtime, the Rockets run out of fuel and fall 127-121 to the Warriors. Keldon Johnson's 25 points off the bench lead the Spurs to a 113-103 victory over the Timberwolves. The Heat rise above the high altitude in Mexico City to handle the Wizards 118-98. The Nuggets earn their first win at home this year, 129-103 over the Jazz. Devin Booker's 28 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists power the Suns to a 103-97 win over the Blazers. And the Thunder stay unbeaten on the year. They beat the Clippers 105-92. In the NHL, the Capitals put up big numbers in the first period of an easy win over the Blue Jackets. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
The Capitals exploded for 5 first period goals and went on to beat the Blue Jackets 7-2. Connor McMichael scored 2 goals to give him 7 on the season, as the Capitals are now 8-2 to start the season.
We want to come out with a good start. Them coming off a loss last night, we knew they were going to come out, and I thought we just came out better. We were all over them, didn't give them any time and space, and thankfully a couple dropped early, and from there we were able to just take control of the game.
5 different players scored for Washington in the period, including Alex Ovechkin, who tallied career goal number 859. Both McMichael and Ovechkin have goals in 3 straight games. Ovechkin had a 3-point night. Dylan Strome added a goal and 2 assists.
Other NHL finals, the Panthers finish a 2-game sweep of the Stars in the NHL's Global Series in Finland 4-2. The Bruins blank the Flyers 3-0. The Blackhawks need the shootout but take a 4-3 win over the Kings. Anton Forsberg stops all 22 Kraken shots to give the Senators a 3-0 decision. Dylan Larkin's 2 goals lead the Red Wings to a 2-1 win over the Sabres. Sidney Crosby scores twice for the Penguins, who beat the Canadiens 3-1. The Blues double up the Maple Leafs 4-2. Steven Stamkos has a power play goal and an assist as the Predators defeat the Avalanche 5-2. The Canucks use a pair of third period goals to beat the Sharks 3-2. And the Golden Knights are now 7-0 at home after beating Utah in overtime 4-3. Steve Carney, AP Sports.